Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Tim, we just want to welcome everybody to Connected. And sometimes we have pastors in that connect with us and share with our listeners. But today it's just us. It's been an awesome summer, hasn't it?
It surely has been. And I tell you what, we've enjoyed the grill, cooking out. And
we have a little small gas grill, and we'll just throw burgers or chicken or whatever
on there. Yeah, and just pour some kind of special sauce on there, hot sauce or whatever it is. It all fits nice under the mustache.
I don't have a mustache.
Oh.
But this summer, we've enjoyed also going to the C&O Canal, and you run and don't grow weary, and I walk and not faint. And enjoying that. You're doing a lot of running nowadays. One day, how many miles did you run?
13.5
In one setting. And a lot of it was uphill. Half of it was uphill.
Yeah, and recently I did it all uphill. I started off to do a 6.6 mile, all uphill, 7% to 10% grade run at Dolly Sods in the mountains up near Petersburg, West Virginia. I got a couple of miles up and decided that it looked a lot better coming back down than it did going up.
So you ran 4 miles that day.
I ran 4 miles total that day, but it was one of the toughest workouts I've ever had. And several years ago, during the 80s, of course, I ran for Fairmont State College on the cross-country team. And during that time, was putting in between 100 to 115 miles a week in training.
Yeah.
Now, right now, what I'm doing after all these years, recently started training to run across America next year.
Yeah. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and I said, you will be on the treadmill 2 hours, and you're not out of breath. You could just keep going, you said.
Yeah. Of course, the treadmill is very, very easy. I mean, you have a belt that's actually pulling you along.
For some people.
Yeah.
But running 2 hours on the treadmill, you know, I mean, it's...
Yeah. Well, it's nice when you can sit there and watch a movie
while
and
you're running. Okay. Well, it's just good to see. I believe God cares about our physical bodies.
Oh,
and
my.
You've put me under conviction. So I'm doing more exercise than I've ever done before. And I'm going to do, not before, but in many years.
Well, what's so neat about this is last year when I decided I was that it was time for me to fulfill a lifelong dream and also to fulfill a mandate of the calling of the Holy Spirit upon my life to take some states back here in the United States. Actually, I'll be running across 14 different states, beginning in Delaware on the Atlantic Ocean and finishing up, Lord willing, 120 days later on the West Coast in Lincoln City, Oregon. But it's been a mandate from the Lord to do this, Sharon. And I believe that God wants to turn this nation around. And one of the things I'm going to be doing as I step across each state line is making a prophetic declaration and decree for that state to go back into its roots and command it to turn around for the glory of God.
And not only that, but that gets people's attention. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they want to, I mean, just watch Forrest Gump and you'll see that if you're out running. People want to know what your message is. And so it's going to make a place for a great pulpit for people that won't go into a church but are interested in physical activities and physical fitness to hear what you have to say.
Absolutely. Of course, it's also produced a group of walkers and runners, of course, with one of our dear daughters in the faith, Jackie Thomas at the Lighthouse, who has started the World Lighthouse Walking and Running Club last year. And I tell you, we have people that are, you know, doing 60 miles a week, 20 miles a week, whatever, running, walking, and they've already met their goal because they said that they would match every mile that I was going to run by doing it themselves. And they've already accomplished this a few months back by finishing 3,260 miles.
Yeah. Well, and even Melissa, who has the AM Cafe, I mean, she was never what I would call fat or obese, but she has shed a lot of weight because she's been running, and it's catching on. We'd like to hear from you if you're a runner. Yeah, get your thoughts on it. Yeah. And maybe you could answer some running questions, possibly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you can help train other people as well. All right, we're going to be back in just a few minutes, and let's praise God together in song.
Father, I have wondered why I've had to live such a hard life as one of your children. I have questioned, shouldn't things be better for me? So many valleys, too many hills, I thought, but I was wrong, Father. I'm sorry, I didn't see that you do not owe me one thing, Father. Do not owe me one thing, Father. You have already given everything, Father. Riches of beloved love, your redeeming one blood was given for the sinner, for the dead. Now my debt has fully been paid. You sent my Savior, I owe you my life. You settled mine forever, I owe you. Every day, but
do not owe me one thing, Father. You do not owe me one thing, Father. You have already given everything, Father. You
nice to be together today, honey, mm-hmm. here on Connected.
Yeah.
And, of course, before we broke for a song, you were talking about running.
Uh-huh.
And I remember one day back in 1983, a part of my testimony was that I was training for the Boston Marathon in the month of March. Of course, it was going to happen in April. And during that time, it was just right around 3 hours or just a little better than that to qualify. Now, of course, it's below 3 hours if you want to qualify during that 20 to 35 age group or whatever it is. But I was out running on a training run. It was pouring down a rain, and a Chevy Blazer come out of the middle of nowhere and hit me in my left side, knocked me up in the air. I did a somersault in the air, landed on my feet in a grassy knoll in a V intersection in Fairmont, West Virginia, and I heard the voice of the Lord say to me, "Leave this race and come run the race that you that I have called you to run." And ever since that time, I left running, and I've been teaching and preaching and laying hands on the sick and things like this in full-time ministry. But now God has a mandate, I believe, upon my life again. And, of course, we were talking about that before the break, and that is to fulfill that mandate by taking states back that have actually fallen away from the teachings of the Word of God.
Well, you know, and God has us to do prophetic things that we don't realize. I'll never forget when we were dating, I knew we were going to get married. We were engaged, and the Lord spoke to my heart what to get you for Christmas, and it was a strange gift.
Yeah.
But I had to go into a trophy shop and get, it was like a runner's trophy, but get that small trophy with a, you know, the runner's shoe on it. And I believe the what I wrote down there, had them in print, engraved, was what the Lord was saying, run with the Word, run with the gospel.
Yeah.
And I didn't know why the Lord had me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, and of course, I gave that to you for Christmas. And I believe that was the Lord speaking about this run that's going to happen.
It's just been simply amazing, the prophetic words that we have received, you and I. And, of course, since the Lord has told me to do this, and it's coming up in April, the run actually starts on April the 27th of 2015 in Lewes, Delaware, at Cape Henlopen State Park there on the Atlantic Ocean. God has told me to do this at this particular time, and I believe there's a reason for it.
Okay.
And recently we actually received a prophetic word from Dr. Sandy Freed.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of her prophecy, she said, run with it.
Run with it.
Three times she said, run with it.
Uh-huh.
And so we're running with the vision. We're making it plain upon the table.
Yes.
And we're prophesying and decreeing to this nation, we're taking it back for the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Something has got to happen in America.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen wickedness the way it is. I can remember being on the mission field and going into Europe back in the 90s, and things that they were legislating back then, it was making me sick. And I was so thankful I lived in America at that time. And to find out we're doing the same thing here in our nation.
That's right.
It's like the nation that forgets God is turned into hell.
That's right.
And so if the Christians don't, and I say the Christians, it's the Christians, if the Christians don't stand up for righteousness, if the Christians don't pray,
that's right,
if the Christians don't repent, if the Christians don't get serious about God, I hate to see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I really believe that judgment is looming
like never before. You know, I love Psalm 19, that 19th chapter. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Once the soul's converted, something else is added to that particular scripture. The testimony, or the Hebrew word for testimony, is actually witness. The witness of the Lord is sure, making wise not the professors of higher learning, but the simple.
Yeah.
The gospel is simple. When revival took place in this nation, salvation, baptism of the Holy Ghost, rapture of the church, second coming of Christ, those things, when they were preached on a consistent basis, there was revival in the land.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need. We need an old-fashioned Holy Ghost, devil-chasing, sin-erasing, heaven-sent revival in this land.
Yes, we do.
As that old song says, touching me, touching you.
We do. We do that. And we do need that more than ever. Christians need to be praying, though.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you go through perilous times, people get discouraged. And the last days, it will call for perilous times.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And even the very elect says we'll be deceived in the last days. And we're seeing that.
Yeah. Men shall be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. Boasters, proud, heady, high-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Jude, only one chapter there, verse number 3, says that we need to earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. We're talking about the faith of the Bible, the faith of our fathers.
Yeah.
The foundation of this nation was built upon the faith of our fathers. And they had faith not in faith or themselves.
Yeah.
They had faith in the God of our fathers, which was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the New the Old Testament.
Yeah.
But in the New Testament, through progressive revelation, the name that represents that one God is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That's who we need to have faith in, and this nation can get turned back around.
Amen.
According to 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Absolutely. We will be right back.
Loved us from the start.
Before we go any further, today is offering day here at He's Alive Radio, and we are so thankful for every covenant partner.
Yeah, we love our covenant partners who both spiritually, by your prayers, support the station, but we know that money answers all things.
Yes,
and it's going to answer some problems that the station mm-hmm. has right now, and of course we have some deficits, but mm-hmm. God is saying that if you'll go to the phone mm-hmm. and you'll dial the number at 301-895-3292 and give from your heart,
yes.
that He's going to return back to you 30, 60, and preferably 100-fold.
Yes, and if you're listening in the evening, you can go online and give at HeesAlive.net, or you can even write a check and get it in the mail, but we need to hear from you soon. We really do. And our address is He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, mm-hmm. Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. Now, when you give every month with your best love gift of minimal of $15, mm-hmm. we will give you a coaching CD,
right.
and you sat down with Amanda Kane,
mm-hmm.
and what are some of the things that people will receive, from listening to this coaching CD?
Of course, the CD that Amanda and I sat down and talked about was The Power of Choice,
mm-hmm.
and there were several questions that I asked Amanda on this CD. I don't want to give out those questions right now, because
uh-huh.
I want it to be a surprise to
uh-huh.
you when you receive it in the mail, but one of the things through the power of choice that we have is that we have the right to make those choices.
Yeah.
Sometimes we make wrong choices. And if we make a wrong choice, we'll be a byproduct of a choice that we made. Several years ago, I received a prophetic word, do not make this choice.
Uh-huh.
And I made that choice, and you suffer the consequences as a result of that choice. But what God is trying to say, that He has a better plan for us. And if we
mm-hmm.
make the choices that He has asked us to make according to His word and His will, then we're going to see a great end,
mm-hmm.
great expectations, mm-hmm. and the fulfillment of His promises toward us.
Well, our choices are like seeds.
That's right.
And if you don't like the harvest you're living in, you need to get rid of that harvest. You need to do something about that harvest. You need to cultivate the soil in the Word in the presence of God and begin to make the right choices for a better harvest tomorrow.
That's right.
Amen.
Praise God.
Let's pray, honey.
Yes, Father, we thank You that people out there that are listening right now that have made wrong choices
mm-hmm.
and they feel like that there's no way out or there's no restoration or restitution. But God, we ask You to turn the situation around right now for what the enemy meant for evil. Lord, through our spoken word, of Your spoken word, You're going to turn the situation around for our good. And we thank You that we're not snared any longer by the words of our mouth, but we speak positive things right now over ourselves. Your word declares that from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Your name is going to be praised. And when it is, You're going to inhabit the praises of Your people, and You're going to return blessings and favor upon us as well.
In Jesus' name, thank You, Lord. Amen and amen. It's been an awesome week. An awesome day, and thank you for tuning in to He's Alive Radio and being a part of Connected
mm-hmm.
as well, and being God's house.
Yes.
Make sure, I read a statistic that many people decide on Saturday if they're going to church on Sunday. When I got saved, it was already settled.
That's right.
I didn't even have to think about it.
That's right.
In fact, not just Sunday, but midweek services as well. And so we need to be faithful to the house of God, and you have a Jesus-filled weekend. And you too, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at heesalive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.